Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Logan County farmer and innovator Joel Armistead has developed what he calls a one-pass corn planter, which sounds interesting.
We designed a planter that whenever we pull into the field, we plant our seed corn, of course, but we're also applying a band of liquid nitrogen beside the seed row, and we're applying enough nitrogen that we don't come back and side dress.
Armistead displayed his innovation at Kentucky Farm Bureau's recent annual meeting in the group's Ag Innovation Exchange program.
Also, we have two different liquid row fertilizer products, mainly phosphorus, mainly potash, with a little other stuff mixed in together. But all three of those liquids and the corn seed can be variable rated applied per acre, as we've developed our prescription maps over the years based on soil types, fertility, past harvest yield information.
He put his device together centered on an 8-row corn planter and can do about 100 acres per day. He says advances in precision ag techniques make it possible.
We fine-tune in our maps to where we apply a different amount of products per acre, and that's the part that's a little bit new. Things like auto steer and our GPS system allow that to be possible as you're driving back and forth across the field.
On crops where he does need to come back later for another pass, that technology can put him in the field exactly row for row where he made the initial pass. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier, and you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
We're featuring today Logan County farmer Joel Armistead, who was sharing his one-pass corn planter at Farm Bureau's Ag Innovations Exchange. He says for anyone considering developing a system like this, available acreage versus the upgrade cost would be a consideration.
You could build a unit for any size. It's just the amount of time and the amount of investment you want to make to try to combine some passes. I feel like, and what we've seen over the years, is we've been able to reduce the total amount of nitrogen for one instance, because we put a band beside the row. You know, we've located it in a good tight proximity, no danger to the seed, but the fertility is reached fast. The phosphorus and the potash products that we're using are seed safe.
The one-pass corn planter for Joel Armistead, good on the pocketbook, good for the environment. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.